This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People in New Hampshire heading to the polls today for the first of the nation presidential primary. Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg appear to be the favorites, though at the first Democratic vote casting at midnight, the primary results in Dixville Notch showed Amy Klobuchar leading with 8 votes. Meanwhile, President Trump held a rally in Manchester last evening.
We have so much more enthusiasm than that's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. You got them all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even count their votes.
An American soldier is pleading guilty to distributing instructions on how to make bombs. A U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman in Kansas says Specialist First Class Jarrett William Smith gave an undercover FBI agent detailed instructions on how to make a vehicle bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Some potentially dangerous weather keeps pounding the south, and forecasters say there's a high risk of serious flash flooding and severe thunderstorms again today. The Defense Department plans to cut funding for the military newspaper Stars and Stripes. The publisher of the editorial independent paper says the Defense Department said Monday that it plans to provide less money for the paper beginning next year. More than a third of Stars and Stripes' budget comes from federal funding. That's jazz keyboardist Lyle Mays playing with the Grammy Award-winning Pat Metheny Group. Mays passed away at 66 yesterday following what his family describes as a long battle with a recurring illness. Metheny calling Mays one of the greatest musicians he ever knew. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were together paying their respects last night to 2 American soldiers killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. Mr. Trump saluted and Pence put his hand over his heart as the flag-draped transfer cases were carried off a plane and loaded into a vehicle at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. 28-year-old Sergeant Javier Gutierrez of San Antonio and 28-year-old Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez of Las Cruces, New Mexico, were killed on Saturday when an Afghan soldier opened fire with a machine gun. The two were stationed at Eglin Air Base in Florida. It looks like the courts are clearing the way for T-Mobile and Sprint to go forward with a merger. The New York Times is reporting a federal judge is expected to rule in favor of the merger between the two wireless carriers, a decision set to be made public today, according to that report. More than a dozen state attorneys general had filed a lawsuit last summer to try to block that merger. They argue that combining the two companies will make the industry less competitive and will drive up prices in the process. And former Iowa Governor and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has hit it big. He won $150,000 in the Powerball lottery. Iowa lottery officials say Vilsack came by to pick up his prize yesterday. He won the prize in the Powerball drawing on January 22nd. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney, the one and only Bob Barr joins us now. Bob, how are you doing? I almost called you what your ex-wife or your wife calls you, and forgive me. I don't know why I always want to call you that, but forgive me.
Well, that's okay, Bill. I tell you, it's a good day if there's no impeachment pending, and there's
Isn't
no impeachment
true?
Against President Trump today, so it's a good day.
Yeah, but
I don't know how long that's going to last.
I was going to say, but then comes tomorrow. Bob, here, with all your experience and watching what you saw in terms of what the Democrats have been doing for over 3 years to this president, as you say, this is the song that never ends. I mean, Maxine Waters and Al Green and, Adam Schiff, they're not content with their 15 minutes of so-called fame. They don't want the minutes to stop here.
No, and from their standpoint, I mean, if I were a Democrat, I would say, now, wait a minute, guys. What you are doing with your blind hatred of President Trump, directing everything that you do, you're hurting the Democrat Party. You're hurting our candidates. But they are so blinded, Bill, to everything except their hatred of Trump. They're hurting themselves. I think they're going to hurt seriously their chances of maintaining the majority in the House, which to me is great. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen a group of Democrats who are so dead set on just sort of jumping off the cliff like the lemmings do.
Well, and I'm seeing what you're seeing, I guess. We're in agreement here, because what I'm hearing across the country, and I just came from West Coast to East Coast, and the continual conversation, especially amongst Democrats, is this increased displeasure. It's like, look, this has gone on. We haven't proved anything. And, oh, yeah, I mean, the economy and all this other thing that pundits and, the Democratic leadership is saying is not working. It's working for me. And so this incongruity between what they're saying and what I'm realizing, with real pocketbook issues are not squaring up. And we feel like the party's lying to us. And as they said, and as you hear the old mantra, it's not that I'm leaving the party. It's the party has left me.
We just had here, and I live in just outside of Georgia in a fairly Republican county called Cobb County. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we had the chairman of our board of commissioners, Mike Boyce. He gave a report to our Chamber of Commerce on the state of the county. And the county, by any objective measure, is doing very well. And that's not unique to our county. Businesses are doing well.
People are doing well. Employment is down. Income is up. Tax receipts are up because the economy and the businesses are doing well. And yet the Democrats are shouting from the rooftops that the sky is going to fall. They're like Chicken Little running around.
Yes.
And people on the ground, by and large, except for some of these millennials that Bernie Sanders and his socialists are appealing to, by and large, people on the ground understand that. And I think they're looking at the Democrats and saying, what in the blazes are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that came out loud and clear, Bob, was people were incensed by Nancy Pelosi's antics at the State of the Union. This was beneath the leader of the House, and they're rather disgusted. I mean, they've gotten kind of used to, you know, Donald Trump, you know, with some of his antics. And maybe this is an opportunity for Donald Trump maybe to pivot a little bit and just allow the building and the walls to fall on Pelosi and the leadership. Because what I'm hearing is that people just cannot bear to see Nancy Pelosi with a gavel once again come 2020 after November, because then what that will bring is possibly another four more years of this insanity that we've had to deal with. Not only the insanity, but the waste of money and time and resources.
I agree with you. If your enemy is self-destructing, if your enemy is imploding, step back and let it happen. Don't get in the middle of your enemy's misstep, because then you run the risk of them developing sympathy. You're beating up, you're kicking them while you're down. The best thing I think that the Republicans can do is step back, do their job, let the Democrats go off and self-destruct, which they are doing.
Exactly.
And there's, what we need as Republicans to do is set a record over the next 8-9 months until we get close to the election of actual job well done. And Trump is doing that. And the Republicans in the Senate are trying their best. The Republicans in the House are. But given the fact that the Democrats still maintain control of the House, the job is up to the president, and that's what he needs to be focused on: the economy, reducing regulations, protecting our borders. And if Mr. Trump continues to do that and pays attention to that and the Republicans support him, I think it will be a very, very good election in November.
And beyond that, Bob, because I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with the Secretary of Interior, David Bernhardt, who, by the way, was the sole survivor during the State of the Union. I had to chuckle a little bit to realize he was the one that was set aside. What a great guy. And in my conversation with him, I suggested, encouraged him to take a message back to the president. As much as he's focused on his first 4 years on job creation, what I hear repeatedly amongst insiders there is that one of the first questions he always asks everybody is, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And I said his next question should be, after getting reelected, is, how are we doing with the deficit? Because what I see happening here is the Democrats getting so devastated and the Republicans having a real stranglehold because of this election, the 2020 election. They will take over the House, continue to control the Senate, but they will do it with strength and numbers that are unprecedented. But it will allow the president to really do some things in the deficit and move it not to 23 to 24 and 25 trillion, but start moving it down to where we start going from 23 to 22, 21. If the question and the focus is, how are we doing on the deficit? Because it will also give Republicans an opportunity to take a real close look at some of these entitlements that have run out of control. As you know, Bob, if we're going to do anything about this deficit, we have got to attack the hallowed ground of entitlements.
Bill, I love what you're saying, and it's a message that Republicans need to keep in mind going forward. I agree that in the short term being between now and the November election, President Trump and the Republicans should simply continue doing and saying what they've been doing on regulations, on the strength of the economy, and protecting our borders. But the legacy of President Trump's second term with his colleagues in the Senate and hopefully with a House majority needs to be reducing the deficit, because if we don't get a handle on that within the next few years, it's going to be virtually impossible to do so. It will have become, the monster that eats everything else up.
Exactly. Well, we needed to build up the military. He's made great grounds in that, and I've maintained, I mean, it's kind of ironic. The Democrats have been yelling about quid pro quo. I mean, that in itself was quid pro quo. You know, Donald Trump was not going to get the military monies that he needed unless he agreed to a quid and a pro and a quo with the Democrats, right?
You're absolutely correct, and he's gotten the job done. Everything he's tried to do, he's accomplished. He should, again, step back, let the Democrats self-destruct, and just keep on doing what he's been doing so well.
More from Bob Barr.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's three featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Bob Barr, the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney, continues. Bob, real quick before we get on to your column that you wrote about regarding Roger Stone, I did want to address that, you know, the pundits or heads were exploding and likening what President Trump did in clearing out some of the problems and issues that he's had with his administration in getting rid of these, you know, Obama holdovers as something, you know, straight out of The Godfather or something. But it's been a long time coming, and I believe that after being acquitted, the president felt like, look, it's time to address this. This has gone on long enough where you have people within the administration leaking and putting a stick in his spokes and in the spokes of the American people as he's tried to right the ship here for the American people.
This is something that has bothered me, Bill, from the very beginning of the Trump administration. Two things. One, the president with his team coming in January 3 years ago, did not get a hold of the bureaucracy immediately at top, second, and third tier positions and move Obama people out and put his people in. That was the one failing I noticed of the Trump administration when they first came in. But over time, the administration has done a better job of that and needs to do even more. I mean, for heaven's sake, a call that a president of the United States has with a foreign leader, and you have 11, 12, 13 people standing around listening to it and taking notes and then talking with other people about it and then leaking it is absolutely unforgivable. They need to stop that, and they need to get rid of these people, and getting rid of this guy, Vindman, was long overdue. I agree. The president really couldn't do it in the middle of the impeachment, but he was entirely justified in firing that guy immediately after he was acquitted.
What about the future of the former standard bearer for the Republican Party, Pierre Delecto? I mean,
his
I know, I do too. It's incredible, but it's fitting for some reason, you know, for him to have some sort of anonymity. But now he's pretty well out there and exposed, and maybe doing some soul searching, hopefully, because for his decision, and I think not only his but the other Democrats, I say other Democrats, but the Democratic senators that voted to impeach and remove a president, did they not realize how serious an event and consideration this was, Bob? I mean, this blew me away. I mean, this is something that you just didn't take so casually. And it was shameful that the House managers came in and they were so partisan that I don't think they, you know, Nancy Pelosi talked about the hollowness of it, but I don't think she really grasped the true meaning of what impeaching and removing a duly elected president, what that was going to represent for a democratic republic.
No, and here again, Bill, they were blinded by their hatred for Trump, and it blinded them to the Constitution, to U.S. history, to precedent, to the law, every norm on which our country was founded and on which it ought to be operating was thrown out the window by the Democrats in their impeachment effort. And Mr. Romney, the best thing the Republicans could do for the remainder of Romney's term in the Senate is just ignore the guy.
Right.
Don't try and kick him out of the party. We need his vote as a member of our caucus, but he has shown himself to be a man of no substance and tremendous ego and very petty. Just ignore Romney for the remainder of his term.
And I think to your point, Mitch McConnell made that point, that he needed his vote down the road, that there was no timeout chairs in the Republican Party, referencing what the Democrats have been known to do. So I thought that was, you know, that was rather a high ground achievement on behalf of Mitch McConnell to bring some, you know, some kind of balance and calm, because I got to tell you, a lot of Republicans were just at their wits' end over that vote by Mitt Romney.
It was absurd, and the only reason that I can figure for it was simply Romney's pettiness. Mm-hmm. He has never gotten over the fact that he is not president, and he's never gotten along with Trump, and this was his chance to get back at Trump. And there was nothing, it wasn't that he put the Constitution above politics. He put himself and his personal peeve against politics.
Exactly. I want to talk about what you wrote regarding Roger Stone and the government's continued persecution. Break that down for us, if you would.
Roger Stone is a longtime political consultant and operative. It's a term that he uses, a political operative. He was a very early supporter of President Trump, was tangentially involved in Trump's very early campaign, and he was convicted by the government, by Bob Mueller's group, late last year, for lying to the Congress and for intimidating a witness. The charges were completely specious, and not only was he convicted by Mueller's witch hunt, but the judge in the case, who is an Obama judge, a federal judge, has gagged Roger Stone so that even though his trial is over and he is awaiting sentencing, he can't even talk about the case, which is very inappropriate. But Roger Stone is going to be sentenced on February 20th. He faces 20 years in prison. The government has said, well, we're only going to ask for 7 to 9 years. This is outrageous. It ought to be overturned, and I'm hoping that President Trump sees the injustice and the travesty in what the Department of Justice in his administration has done to Roger Stone.
Exactly. Well, maybe Roger Stone needs Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell has been the Obi-Wan Kenobi for Michael Flynn. If you remember, Flynn was already going to jail for a long time. There was all these issues that were going on, and now she's got the she's got the government prosecutors on their heels a bit, and now they're just talking about maybe some a suspended sentence of some sort, or certainly a reduction. But Sidney's going full blown because she's very familiar with the antics of the Mueller attorneys, and especially one attorney in particular who time and again has been known to change reports and hold back an exculpatory information, so they've been quite exposed here, and she's done an outstanding job in up to now in backing up the case and even getting the judge to review what's going on in that case. And as we know, it was said by one FBI agent, by one of the investigating agents, FBI agents, that Mike Flynn did not lie. And then you wonder, with Roger Stone, are we talking about the same kind of same kind of understanding?
The government is going after Roger Stone because they don't like his politics, and they don't like the fact that he has never caved. Roger Stone took the position from the very beginning of the government's prosecution against him that he was not going to flip. He was not going to cop a plea simply to save himself or get a reduced sentence. He said, I supported Trump. I'm proud of supporting Trump. I never lied to the Congress, and I never intimidated a witness, which is a ridiculous charge. So the government has made very clear that the reason they're going after him and insisting on a lengthy prison sentence is because he didn't cave to them. He didn't kowtow. Mm. And, that I respect that, and Roger Stone, and I suspect the president does also.
Well, part of it, too, I've interviewed Roger Stone many times, Bob, and he's a character. And he has that New York state of mind that, just in everyday speak and talk and that kind of deal, if you were sensitive, you might think that he's intimidating you, but he's just having a conversation with you. So I think the perception that they have of Roger Stone is out of context, in my humble opinion.
That it is. They don't understand him. And again, the fact that he stood up to the Department of Justice lawyers really irritates them, and that's why they're continuing to hound him.
There it is. Well, he's the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. Attorney Bob Barr here on Bill Martinez Live. Bob, as always, appreciate the time and the insight, as always.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Have a great day. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up just the way you like here. We're going to join the raging Cajun himself, the Cajun Crusher. We're talking Jeff Cruer. We're going to join up with his show live in just a few moments. Stay with us.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People in New Hampshire heading to the polls today for the first of the nation presidential primary. Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg appear to be the favorites, though at the first Democratic vote casting at midnight, the primary results in Dixville Notch showed Amy Klobuchar leading with 8 votes. Meanwhile, President Trump held a rally in Manchester last evening.
We have so much more enthusiasm than that's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. You got them all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even count their votes.
An American soldier is pleading guilty to distributing instructions on how to make bombs. A U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman in Kansas says Specialist First Class Jarrett William Smith gave an undercover FBI agent detailed instructions on how to make a vehicle bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
Finest Stone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our thanks again to Bob Barr. He just brings so much to the discussion and insight. And this is what we appreciate about this show is that we can, you know, take you deep into the topic, you know, beyond the 8-second sound bites. And, you know, Bob has been on many TV shows here recently because he's been the go-to guy with the former impeachment manager. And he's been just a great resource for Fox. But oftentimes they get frustrated because maybe he gets only, you know, 60, 90 seconds. But here with us, we were able to get into more detail, especially on the Roger Stone situation. And of course, the attorney I was talking about that Sidney Powell has called out is Andrew Weissman, which you know, and he's become, you know, quite infamous for holding back information. And this is why the deal with Mike Flynn is starting to fall apart, you know, which is the government's deal. the way this was handled. And, you know, maybe with Roger Stone the same way, that he needs somebody, a bulldog attorney who understands the nuance and the background of what they put. Hey, here we are. We've got Jeff Cruer. Yes, the pride of Louisiana, favorite son with us right now. We're joining his show live. How are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. Good morning to you.
Hey, always the best. Top of the morning to you. Democrats paving the way for four more great years of Donald Trump, huh?
I think historians will note, Bill, that the president's election was not secured in November, but in February. In just a few days, Democrats destroyed their chances. That's my view, Bill. I think they destroyed their chances.
And I think you're right. And if we had to take a picture, it would be of Nancy Pelosi tearing up the State of the Union. You know, I mean, that's I got to tell you, Jeff. I mean, I just I was doing a lot of traveling here in the last month, as you know, and just got back from California. But going from coast to coast, people were none too happy about that, you know, petulant action, you know, coming from the leader of the House. I mean, this is what our politics has reduced itself to, something so petulant and childish as that?
It's terrible. I mean, she not only tore up the speech, but she was gesturing, she was muttering, she was acting in such a disrespectful manner. It started when she didn't even announce the president in the appropriate, proper way.
Right.
So, I mean, just what a nasty person, Bill. I mean, she's just so nasty, and she's I think she's destructive to the Democrat Party, and I think she just sealed her fate. I mean, I think the Republicans are now going to take the House.
I think so, too. I think that the Republicans are going to have, in fact, I was just talking with Bob Barr, and said the Republicans are going to have a great opportunity, Jeff. Not only will they maintain the Senate, but take over the House, and they will do it in a remarkable way that will afford the Republicans, particularly Donald Trump, to do something that we need to look at, and that is the deficit that we're dealing with. We cannot continue to see the deficit increase. I mean, we've had to take an increase because of the military, and I've likened it to, I mean, it's kind of ironic. Here you got the Democrats yelling about quid pro quo. That $23 trillion is all quid pro quo. I mean, the president says, look, we have the military. It's been blighted. We need to rebuild it, and we need $1 trillion to do that. And he gets it, and they say, okay, we'll give you the trillion, but we want this. So is that not quid pro quo, Jeff?
It's exactly quid pro quo. And you know what it reminds me of, Bill? It reminds me of what Ronald Reagan had to do when he took office. He had to rebuild the military, but the Democrats made a contingent on more social spending, and the deficit increased, but it had to be done. And
yes,
that's exactly what Donald Trump faced. And I think in the second term, we can get some real progress.
And the thing that's amazing, Jeff, is that last time I checked, you know, the military serves Republicans, Democrats, and independents, right? It just isn't just a Republican cover, right?
And thank God for those brave men and women.
Amen.
Yes, they do. They serve us all.
Well, you know, again, I think the Republicans are going to be in a great opportunity. Hopefully they don't waste it, because they're going to need to hit the ground running. Because unlike the first 2 years of Donald Trump, I thought that they lacked a sense of urgency. They needed to do some things, you know, particularly with health care. John McCain did not help the cause, certainly. You know, he was, he was the turning vote, sadly. And it opened the door for a bit of a landslide in the midterms. But what people need to understand is the Democrats lied to, if you want to say, the suburban housewives, because that's their big claim to fame. I mean, they're now not talking so much about black America, because Donald Trump's made such significant inroads. But the suburban housewives have to reconcile that they've been lied to. All these new freshman congressmen and women that they elected into office, what did they do? You know, they spent their time on impeaching a duly elected president.
They had one mission, and that was to harass Donald Trump. They didn't get anything else done. So
it's not what they told the voters, Jeff.
Their majority.
That's not what they told the voters. Not what they told the suburban housewives.
And they failed in really delivering anything for the people. I think again, that's going to be one of the reasons why the voters turn them out. And now, Bill, when we get a second Donald Trump term, he's going to have some people that he can work with in Congress, including Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Exactly.
That's who's going to be invested in the agenda. We're not going to be saddled with a Speaker Paul Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a much different result.
Well, look what's happened in the Senate. Mitch McConnell, say what you want about him, but I mean, he has really stood for, you know, conservative values, and it protected the president in that regard. And point well taken regarding Kevin McCarthy. The other thing is that the president, it took him 3.5 years to clean house and get some of these Obamaites out of there.
Well,
and, you know, that was key.
That is frustrating, Bill, because that's one failing that the president has had is he's really, unfortunately, not been able to get a team around him that supports his agenda. I think finally we're getting rid of these Obama people and these never-Trumpers. And, again, I think a second term is going to be much more powerful. They're going to be really supporting the president's agenda. These Obama holdovers will finally be gone. Thank goodness we're cleaning house for the National Security Council right now. Better late than never, I guess, Bill.
Exactly. So what do you make of the Bloomberg money?
I think Bloomberg is trying to buy the nomination. I say that he's got a very good chance to win the nomination. I really do. I think don't be surprised if it's not a Bloomberg-Clinton ticket.
Interesting.
For the Democrats in November. I think the establishment is looking for an alternative to Bernie. Biden is a bust. We've talked about that in the past. I don't think Mayor Pete's ready for prime time. Amy Klobuchar is not going to do it. Elizabeth Warren is fading. So Bloomberg's going to buy his way, I think, on the debate stage. He's going to buy, I think, the nomination. He's going to want someone with political experience as his VP. So that's my prediction. We'll see if it happens. Bloomberg-Clinton.
You think he's going to look strong enough on a debate stage?
I think he is a guy who's got self-confidence. You know, he's been a mayor. He's been an executive. He's not going against political titans, you know.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm taking him already one-on-one with Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump's going to chew him up.
Well, yeah, I think when he gets to Donald Trump, it's a whole different ballgame. But as far as getting the nomination, he doesn't have a lot of really tough competition. I mean, this is the weakest field of Democrat candidates I think we've ever seen.
I think we're looking at a brokered convention, don't you?
That could help Bloomberg.
Yes, exactly. That's
right up Bloomberg's alley, and it could be a brokered convention. I mean, I think the Democrats, I saw a column today, Bill, where the Democrats were saying that it's a very bad time to be a Democrat today. Every Democrat that he knows is depressed right now because of what's going on with the party.
Well, here you are. I mean, you have the fiasco in Iowa. I mean, even at the press conference, one of the signs, did you see that, Jeff? When they were doing this press conference, one of the signs falls over. It's like, oh, my gosh, this is total comedy.
I mean, how appropriate. I mean, the Iowa Democrat Party embarrassed themselves, and all it was an attempt to try to steal a victory from Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
And I think everybody knows that. I mean, it's pretty plain. They were trying to stop Bernie from getting the nomination.
And you can't help but feel bad for the Iowans, you know. They work hard. I mean, this is their raison d'etre, you know. And to be it upended like this because the Democrats and Tom Perez got in the middle of it, they really murked up the waters. So I feel for these people who take their jobs seriously on behalf of the country. So, hey, look, at you know, we'll have it again, another 4 years, and I'm sure things will be straightened out. I have confidence. Jeff Cruer with us on Bill Martinez. Jeff, as always, buddy, appreciate it. Thank you. Great insight, as always.
Thank you.
Have a great one. All right, you got it. Bye.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620. As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. We've got some good news for you, okay? And the person who packages it up every week for us is the Good News Girl. Samantha Mao joins us now. You can go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com because some of the videos and that we, you know, the viral videos, we didn't necessarily get a chance to get them all covered. The other thing is you can actually see the videos right there at the website. And they're just so, you know, so touching, funny, human, you know, reminds us that, hey, it may not be as bad as the media would want you to believe, okay? Hey, Sam, good to be talking to you as always. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. I'm always happy to be sharing the good news with you and everybody else.
Well, we look forward to it. With all this stuff, you know, body politic has been going through, you know, from impeachments to, you know, the coronavirus and on and on. I mean, there's lots to be praying about. But then, you know, for a moment, we get to pause and think about some great things that people are doing. You know, acts of kindness as they continue to pay things forward and, you know, just be who they are. And sometimes we overlook that. And, you know, what I appreciate when we have these opportunities to talk every week, Sam, is that it reminds us that this is probably more prevalent than we realize. And that's the way kindness works. It doesn't necessarily work in such a way or acts of, you know, humanity that stand out. You know, you don't necessarily get this idea that people do it, you know, for the credit. They just do it because that's who they are, right?
That's right. And, you know, when you think about people doing it for the credit, if they're doing it for the credit, it kind of takes away from the sincerity of it all. So these people who kind of do it under the radar, that's the people that you kind of really want to give the spotlight to, because I know it sounds counterintuitive, but, you know, it's the people who aren't trying to get attention, the people who are just doing it because they're good people. It's like, that's the kind of stories you want to hear. You know, it's not a publicity stunt or something like that. They don't get anything out of it except being a good person.
It's not clickbait. Yeah. It's not about clickbait or anything like that. It's just, you know, they're just being nice, and you love, again, because we're blessed as a result of hearing, and they are oftentimes, you know, embarrassed and shy, and they really don't want the attention. But it's just the idea that their act of kindness or their, you know, sense of compassion or whatever it is that we've caught them doing is just a blessing for the rest of us, and it reconnects us with the good side of our humanity, if that's fair to say.
And, you know, even hearing the stories, even if you're not on the receiving end of these things, just hearing the stories is a blessing, or reading these stories is a blessing. So
exactly. Well, let's talk about the first one. Gifting for Women Facebook group is going viral. What's going on here?
So actually, my best friend from high school told me about this group. She wanted me to join it. And currently, the group has been started about just over 3 weeks ago, and there's over 100,000 members, okay? So this is the craziest concept, and it's so cool. Holly McIntyre and her daughter, Corey, they're from Owensboro, Kentucky. They decided to start a group where it was just about, you know, giving to each other. So what women do is they'll create these lists on Amazon of things they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then they share on the group, and it's about bonding with each other. And so it's all women,
mm-hmm.
and they all want to – the thing is you're trying to give without receiving. It's not about receiving, but they'll share different things. Like, you know, if you have this birthday, post on here, mm-hmm. and people with the same birthday as you, you'll go and look at their links, look at their list, and you'll buy them something, and just randomly you get a – gifts from a stranger.
Wow, so very cool. I love that. I love
that. Isn't
that
great?
What an awesome idea. Wow.
So all these women of all different, like, walks and religions and races and ages, it's amazing. You know, nobody talks about any politics or anything like that. It's just mm-hmm. huge community of women supporting each other, and I've never seen such a positive page in my life.
Well, we need one for men, too. I'm jealous.
You do.
Exactly.
I was thinking they need to have different pages like this for everybody. And it was just, you know, it was started off as a small idea. I think that Holly and Corey had done something like this before, but this time it took off and it's just gone viral.
Wow.
And you just see women sharing different things like, you know, I just finished chemotherapy, or I just lost, you know, I just had a miscarriage, and they're sitting there and they're uplifting each other. And it's one of the most positive pages I've ever seen. And you just, people will come home and they've had like multiple gifts from strangers around the country on their stuff.
How
and
cool
I just
is
think
that?
Isn't this a great idea?
I love that. Hey, this next story, I remember seeing this about the four lost children in Alaska during a blizzard. And they found them alive. Great news. And they were huddling around the two-year-old, huh?
That's right. So there was a 14-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Wow.
And they took off. And there's a community called Ninam Ikwa on Alaska's west coast. And these kids were on the way to the dump site when a blinding blizzard came along. And they were lost for 24 hours. Nobody knew where they were. And so, of course, they sent out a search and rescue crew. And Brian Simon, he was one of the people searching. And around 10:30 on Monday morning, he was going along the Black River. And he said he's like scanning the white landscape, doing what he's trained to do, trying to find these kids. Mm-hmm. And he sees something, and he's like, could it be? And then he sees a little bit of movement. At first, he only sees one kid. Yeah. The reason he only sees one is because they were all huddled together. They had dug a hole in the snow. And the 14-year-old, the 7-year-old, and the 8-year-old had, like, laid their bodies over this 2-year-old to keep them safe.
Wow.
And that's why they ended up surviving.
The sense of survival, you know, and, you know, people out there in those rough areas, they understand some things to do. It's the rest of us who are not used to it that and we'd be dead in a couple of hours, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing to me that those kids knew what to do, and the ability of people coming together to stay alive. You know, it's like, it was, if one of them had been out there by themselves, they probably couldn't have survived. But these four young people we're able to survive because of the body heat of each other, and it's just it's pretty amazing. And I got kind of choked up reading about these kids laying, you know, the 7 and 8 year old especially, laying their bodies on this little 2 year old to make sure the 2 year old stayed alive. It's just amazing. And
One of those things, like you say, Sam, you don't know if one of them were not there. It took all four of them to survive, even down to the 2 year old, you know, the body heat that was generated from all of them to keep them alive. I mean, that's got to be an incredible study in and of itself of, you know, what that allowed, you know, by having four. How long were they out there?
24 hours.
Amazing.
That 24 hours.
What a great story. And minimal frostbite and that?
They suffered from hypothermia, but they said the kids are doing fine, which, again, is a miracle in itself. So.
Exactly. Well, you know, another story here that we're talking about that you didn't hear much about, and, you know, kind of amazing the sensitivity that it seems that the media has these days about women and their accomplishments. You know, you didn't hear a whole lot about the celebration and congratulations to U.S. astronaut Christina Koch. But here we are on Bill Martinez Live with Samantha Mao. Hey, we're congratulating the astronaut for breaking the women's space mission record. I mean, this is phenomenal, right?
Absolutely amazing. Christina Koch didn't just break the space record for the longest time in space. She actually did the first all-female spacewalk while she was there, which, you know, is a huge deal. And actually, I have to give a little shout-out to her. She is from my hometown, so she went to high school.
Everything's from your home. Everything's from your hometown.
What is this? I was like, I'm sorry.
You're the epicenter. You're the epicenter of life and excitement in and of itself.
I say it's because it's a military town and it brings in all kinds of cool people, which is like, you know, it's just a blessing there. But so she actually just got back. She landed in Kazakhstan on February 6th, and I just think it's an amazing thing. You know, I think they recently had like a Super Bowl ad saying we need more women in space, but you know, right around the same time we have this amazing woman coming back from the longest mission in space that any woman's ever had, and
how many women can say they busted a move in space? I mean, she's the one.
I know.
Busting a move.
I can't wait to hear all the different things that she has to say about space. One of the things that she was saying was she got like the best sleep she's ever gotten in her life in space. She didn't know how she was going to come back and do it again. But, you know, I love hearing what the astronauts have to say whenever they come back or whenever they're there about how different things work. And I just thought we had to give a little shout out to her.
Well, without a doubt. Hey, nobody else is doing it, but we're doing it right here. Congratulations to U.S. astronaut Christina. Is it Koch or Koch?
I believe it's Koch. But, you know,
it's Koch. Okay. Well, you might be right. I didn't know for sure. But however, forgive us for butchering your name if we did. But congratulations, Christina. Awesome. Here, speaking of women, here's another gal. She's got 12 followers, and she shares her final chemo tweet. And wow, she's become the Twitter star overnight, right?
I think this is one of those things where when people somebody's message resonates with other people, and they just, there's strangers bonding over the internet, kind of like our first story. There's a mother from the UK who recently posted, you know, a video of her final chemo session. She said, "I don't tweet often." You know, obviously she's not big on Twitter. She only had 12 followers when she tweeted this, but she said, "But today was my final chemo session, and I want to tell everyone, at least 12 people." Well, overnight, she ends up getting 32,000 followers, and everybody begins sharing their own stories of survival, and it is really uplifting, and to hear how many people have been through this and survived and come through, and you know, the sympathy that she had. Her name's Katie Heland, and you know, we wish her the best in a long, healthy recovery.
Well, talk about finishing strong, and we're going to try and get this in, because, you know, sometimes you never know when blessings are going to happen, but often I find them happening at the end of a shift, like this one waitress. The final table of the night, she gets a $5,000 tip, Sam?
That's
you got
right.
10 seconds.
Jennifer Naviria, she's at a table in in Massachusetts. She got a $5,000 tip from this car owner nearby. He blessed her with that, didn't tell her what he was doing, just left. She ends up finding him, and it's the Donnie effect. Donnie Wahlberg had done a similar thing.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen them like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell them it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hunters, anglers.